Very good. So Roy thinks that we've returned to winter, but it's really not true.
所以他说：“我认为我们已经回到冬季了，但是他认为不是的。
It's just a little bit cooler. Winston's got his coat on, I've got my sweater on.
所以就是有一点点凉了。那个 Winston 穿上了他的那个冬天的棉袄，他穿上了他的毛衣。
Very good. Well, let's have a word of prayer and then we'll get an introduction to our study today.
我们现在来开始祷告，然后开始我们今天的学习。
Lord, we're so thankful that we can learn from the Bible the great truths of God.
对，主啊，我们非常感恩，我们可以从圣经里学到神的伟大的真理。
And we're studying now about the God of prophecy. We're thankful that you know what's going to happen tomorrow.
所以我们也在一直学习神的预言，我们知道，我们非常感恩，您知道将来要发生什么。
We know that we don't know, but we have confidence because you do know.
我们知道我们是不知道的，但是我们有信心，是因为您知道。
And we rest because, as the scriptures say, our times are in your hands.
因为我们有安息，因为圣经告诉我们，我们的时候在您的手里。
Now, Lord, help us to understand today, not that we really want to know much about tomorrow, but we do want to have confidence that God is in charge.
主啊，求你帮助我们今天的学习，并不是说我们知道明天是，我们知道明天并不是很重要，但是重要的是我们知道神是在掌控一切的。
So help us, we pray, and we give thanks in Jesus' name.
求你帮助我们，我们祷告，我们献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, today we're going to start with a look at chapter 7 of the book of Daniel.
今天呢，我们是学习但以理书的第七章。
And we're going to consider, first of all, verse number 1.
首先呢，我们要来读一下第一节。
It says, in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream. And visions passed through his mind as he was lying on his bed. He wrote down the substance of his dream.
巴比伦王伯沙撒元年，但以理在床上做梦，见了脑中的异象，就记录这梦，述说其中的大意。
Now remember that Daniel was raised in the royal family of Judah.
所以呢，大家都要记住，就是说，戴以理呢，他在犹大国中呢，被升到了高位。
And consequently, he would have a very keen interest in what's going on in the world from a very senior level. As a boy, he was right up there saying, "I wonder what will happen when I'm king or when I'm the advisor to my cousins who may be king."
所以呢，这个呢，就是说呢，这个戴以理呢，就是他，因为他处在这样一个高阶的位置，所以他是想关心世界上其他的地方发生了什么事情。就像说那个小男孩说呢，如果我长大了能成为一个国王，我会关心什么？或者说，我成为我的表兄弟或堂兄弟的，他们要成为国王，我要成为他们的顾问，会想什么？
And then he is taken as a prisoner to Babylon, and he goes to the university and ultimately ends up in Nebuchadnezzar's court.
然后呢，他其实然后他被掳到了巴比伦，掳到了巴比伦以后呢，其实他当时在尼布甲尼撒那个这内阁里面。
And he interprets Nebuchadnezzar's dream, and he interprets Nebuchadnezzar's second dream when in chapter 4. And then he goes through the thought processes of what is going on.
然后呢，他呢，解了尼布甲尼撒的第一个梦，也解不了尼布甲尼撒的第二个梦。然后呢，也开始跟他告诉他将来要发生什么。
And it's interesting now that the verse begins.In the first year of Belshazzar.
这里非常有趣的呢，这个第一节经文呢，开始是在亚伯伯沙撒元年。
So that means that chapter 7 of Daniel takes place before chapter 5, because chapter 5 is the story of the end of Belshazzar's reign, not the beginning.
这个呢也非常有趣呢，就说明这个第七章呢其实是在发生在第五章的前面，因为第五章前面呢是讲到呢，第五章讲到的是伯沙撒的王国的结束，但是这第七章呢其实讲到伯沙撒王国的开始。
And also chapter 7 is long before chapter 6, because chapter 6 is the time of the Medo-Persian Empire, and this is still the beginning of Belshazzar's reign in the Babylonian Empire.
这个呢，其实是第七章呢，也是远远在第六章的前面，因为第六章呢讲到的是马代波斯王国的事情。那么这一节第七章讲到的呢，是伯沙撒元年，但以理做了个梦。
So from a chronological point of view now, chapter 7 basically follows the great theme that was introduced to us by Nebuchadnezzar's dream in chapter 2.
从那个年代的角度来考虑呢，所以实际上是第七章是紧随着第二章尼布甲尼撒做了梦以后发生的事情。
Chapter 2 makes it very clear that Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom, the kingdom of Babylon, is going to be superseded by another kingdom, which would be the Medo-Persian kingdom.
因为这个第二章呢讲得很清楚，就是说尼布甲尼撒的巴比伦王国呢，他最终呢会被那个马代波斯王国取代。
You can imagine that Daniel would be a little bit troubled by that.
你可以想象出那个丹以理当时呢他心里呢有点慌乱。
He's a senior member now of the government of Nebuchadnezzar, and then Nebuchadnezzar dies, he takes over, comes Belshazzar. So he's a senior member of government, and he knows another kingdom is coming.
那他其实上呢，当时戴因理是尼布甲尼撒王国的高阶官员，同样呢，他也是后来尼布甲尼撒死了以后，他是伯沙撒王国的高阶官员。作为一个王国的高阶官员呢，他知道另外一个王国呢正在要取代他现在的王国。
And so he's concerned from two perspectives.
所以他那个忧虑呢是从两个方面。
Perspective number one is his job. He's in charge of these kingdoms. What's going to happen? So he wants to know because he's got to go to work tomorrow and solve the problems.
这个呢就是说他首先关心的是他的工作，因为他在这个国家呢他掌管着这整个国家，他要想想呢就是如果明天早晨去上班的时候他能不能解决他面临的这个问题。
And he's also very concerned from the point of view of the Jewish people and God's plan, because they're going to be involved in this as well. This is one sphere and the Jews are another sphere, but they're together somehow.
这个呢，他另外一个方面，他也是担心着他的那个人民犹太民族的命运，因为实际上呢，当时犹太民族和那个巴比伦王国呢，他们是联系在一起的，他们是一波，这也是一波，但实际上他们是在一起的。如果那其他国家来了，在他们身上，会发生同样的事情。
So you can imagine he's very, very interested.
你会去想象得出来，他是非常非常感兴趣。
And then he has this dream. This dream, a pretty important dream.
然后呢，他就做了一个梦，这个梦呢，实际上是非常重要的一个梦。
So verse 2 then says, In my vision at night, I looked, and there before me were the four winds of heaven churning up the great sea.Four great beasts, each different from the others, came up out of the sea.
这第二节第三节说呢，但以理说，我夜里见异象，看见天的四风抖起，刮在了大海上，有四个大兽从海中上来，形状各有不同。
All right, we're going to skip down to verse 15.
所以我们要跳到第十五节。
It says, I, Daniel, was troubled in my spirit, and the visions that passed through my mind disturbed me. And I approached one of those standing there and asked him the true meaning of all this.
那第十五节说，至于我但以理，我的灵在我里面愁烦，我脑中的意象使我惊惶，我就近一位侍立者，问他这一切的真情。
So he told me and gave me the interpretation of these things. The four great beasts are four kingdoms that will rise upon the earth.
然后他就告诉我，将那事的讲解给我说明，这四个大兽就是四王，将要在世上兴起。
All right, so we're going to go back now to verse number, three.And we're going to put it together, but we know now from verse, number of 17 that the four beasts are four kingdoms that are going to rise on the earth.
现在呢我们要回到了那个第三节。其实第三节里讲到了四个兽呢，我们在十七节里呢也讲到了，就是有四个王要在世上兴起。
Now in chapter 2, we've got a picture of four parts of the human idol. And in chapter 7, we've got four kings on the earth.
在第二章里呢，我们在里面有四个王国。四个王国呢，它是代表这个偶像身上的，就是地球上的。然后在第七章里呢，我们现在有四个王。
In chapter 2, the four, kingdoms are four metals in the body of the image.
在那个其实第二章里呢，这四个王国呢是其实四种金属在那个雕像身上的四种金属。
In chapter 7, we've got four beasts.
在第七章里呢，我们有四个兽。
But as we see, as we will see,The four of the chapter 2 are very similar. Actually, they are identical with the four of chapter 7.
所以呢，我们现在马上要看到，在第四章的、第七章的这四个兽呢，跟那个第二章的四个王国呢，有很深的联系。
The four, metals of chapter 2are the perspective of these four kingdoms from Nebuchadnezzar's point of view.
在那个第二章里那种四种金属是在当时尼布甲尼撒从他的角度去看的这四个王国。
And the four beasts of chapter 7 are the same four kingdoms, but now from God's point of view and from Daniel's point of view.
那么在第七章里呢就有四个王，这四个王呢其实他是跟那个第二章里是类似的，但是这个观点呢是从神的观点和但以理的观点来看的。
So the question is, how do we understand prophecy?
所以问题是我们怎样去理解那些预言呢？
And the answer is we often have to put one vision together with another vision and sometimes other visions, put them all together so they make sense.
所以答案呢就是我们通常要把一个意象和另一个意象呢把它结合在一起，或者还有其他的意象把它的所有的结合在一起，就会看起来你有道理。
So you and I might say, well, why didn't God put it all together for us in one place so it'd be easy to understand?
所以你我都会说说为什么神不把这些所有的意象都放在一起，这样对我们来说是更容易理解一些呢？
God says, a lot of things I do are not easy to understand.
所以说呢，我做了很多的事情对你们来说都是不容易理解的。
And I'm not going to reveal them to everybody, especially to those people who don't love me.
因为我不会把这些显示给每一个人，特别是那些不爱我的人。
So it's our privilege to search out the prophetic things of God as well as other great things of God, where to others the truth is completely obscured, they never do get it.
因为这个呢，这个我们的工作呢，是我们把这些都找出来，在圣经里把这些所有的神的工作、神的作为，把它找出来，找出来。这些工作实际上呢，对其他的人来说呢，他们基本上是理解不了的。
All right, so with that as an introduction, now chapter 7 and verse 4.
这就是我们对那个第七章的一个介绍，在第七章的第四节里。
Verse 4 says, The first beast was like a lion, and it had the wings of an eagle. I watched until its wings were torn off, and it was lifted from the ground so that it stood on two feet like a man, and the heart of a man was given to it.
第四节是头一个像狮子有鹰的翅膀，我正观看的时候，兽的翅膀被拔去，兽从地上得立起来，用两脚站立，像人一样，又得了人心。
So this is the first beast, and it's a kingdom according to verse 17, and we know this kingdom is like a lion.
所以这个呢，第一个呢是一个狮子，就是它代表在第十七章里的第一个王国。我们知道这个王国呢是像一个狮子一样。
Okay, so if you were to go for a walk in Africa, would you like to meet a lion?
如果你在非洲的土地上步行，你愿意遇到一头狮子吗？
You say, no, I'd like to go to Africa. I'd like to get a suntan. I would like to see the giraffes, but I don't want to meet a lion.
因为你说呢，是实际上我去非洲呢，我是想让我皮肤晒黑一点，然后呢，我想去看看那里的长颈鹿，我并不想面对面的去面对一头狮子。
And it was also like an eagle.
同样呢，它也像一只鹰。
A lion is a beast of prey, and an eagle is a bird of prey.
所以呢，这个就是狮子是一头捕猎的动物。那么说鹰呢，也是一头捕猎的飞禽。
And I'm not really afraid of eagles because I'm pretty big.
所以呢，我并不害怕那个鹰，因为我很大。
But if I were a squirrel, or a rabbit, or a salmon, I wouldn't want to fight an eagle.
所以呢，但是如果我是一只麻雀，或者是一只老鼠， 或者是一只三文鱼，我不想和一只鹰来战斗。
So all of these now, this is a picture of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon.
所以这那个一个画面呢，都是那个尼布甲尼撒，他是那个巴比伦的王。
He was in many respects a great beast.
他从某很多方面讲，他是一头巨兽。
He thought he was the king of gold. He thought he was a great man. He said, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built?"
所以呢，他认为呢，他是那个金的王国，他是一个伟大的人。他说，这所有的巴比伦王国不是我建造的吗？
God said, you think you're the king of gold, and Nebuchadnezzar, actually, you're just a beast. You're like a lion. You're like an eagle. You're just a great big beast, Nebuchadnezzar.
所以神说呢，尼布甲尼撒，你认为你是那个金的王国，但是神说，尼布甲尼撒，你只不过是一头兽，你只不过是一只鹰，你就像是一只巨大的兽和鹰，尼布甲尼撒。
And then verse goes on, I watched until the eagle's wings were torn off, and the eagle was lifted from the ground so that it stood on two feet, like a man.
这句经文继续讲呢，我正观看的时候，兽的翅膀被拔去，兽从地上得立起来，用两脚站立，像人一样。
Did that happen to Nebuchadnezzar?
这个在尼布甲尼撒身上发生过吗？
Yeah. Nebuchadnezzar thought he was a great guy, and finally his power was taken from him, and he wandered in the backyard as a wild beast. He ate grass. The nails of his hands grew like eagle's claws.
所以呢，尼布甲尼撒呢，在他身上确实是发生过，因为他认为他是一个伟大的人物，然后神呢把他的所有的权利都夺走了，然后他回到他到了个后院呢，像一个野兽一样在地上吃草，然后他的手指呢长出像那个鸟一样的爪子。
But a heart of man was given to Nebuchadnezzar.And he became a nice man. I think at the end of his life, you would have been happy to meet Nebuchadnezzar.
但是呢，一颗人的心呢，却赐给了尼布甲尼撒。然后呢，他变成了一个很好的人。如果呢，我认为在他尼布甲尼撒的后期，如果你遇到他，你会很愿意和他说话。
He wasn't like a lion anymore. He praised the God of heaven.
他不再像一个那个狮子呢，他赞美天上的神。
So that's the first beast.
这个是第一个野兽。
Now after that comes the second beast.
在这以后呢，我们出现了第二只兽。
Verse 5, And there before me was the second beast, which looked like a bear. It was raised up on one of its sides.And it had three ribs in its mouth between its teeth, and it was told, get up and eat your fill of flesh.
第五节说，又见有一兽如熊，就是第二兽，身体从一侧立起，口齿内衔着三根肋骨，有吩咐这兽的说，起来吞吃多肉。
So if you were to go out for a walk on a dark night, what would you rather meet?A lion or a bear?
所以呢，如果你在晚上出去步行的话，你宁愿碰到狮子还是碰到熊呢？
Well, frankly, I'd rather meet a squirrel.
所以呢，我坦率的说，我宁愿碰到一只松鼠。
But I suppose a lion is worse than a bear.
所以呢，我想象的是那个，碰到狮子比碰到熊更糟。
But both are pretty ferocious animals, and I don't want to meet either.
但是这两个呢，都是非常凶猛的动物，所以我不想碰到它们。
This second kingdom, according to Chapter 2, the second kingdom is the Medo-Persian kingdom.
这个第二个王国呢, 按照圣经来说, 是马代波斯王国。
And the Bible says it was raised up on one of its sides.
所以圣经说呢, 身体从一侧立起来。
So when it first came to the, to Babylon in Nebuchadnezzar's day, there was the Medo-Persian, and they were both a bit equal. Medi just a little bit higher than Media, the Mede end of the empire. Two sides in the empire, Media, Persia.
那实际上在尼布甲尼撒巴比伦王国的时候呢，当时存在着两个王国，一个是马代王国，波斯王国。他们那个马代王国呢，当时稍微强大一点，波斯呢稍微，所以两边呢，他们是不平衡的。At
the beginning, the Mede side was stronger, Darius the Mede.
然后呢，在刚开始的时候呢，那个马代的那个。 比较强大一点，他当时的国王呢，就是大流士，就是大流士，马代的大流士。
But very quickly after that, the Persian side grew stronger, Cyrus the Persian.
但是呢，时间过不久以后呢，那个波斯王国呢，比那个马代王国更强大。这时候那个居鲁士王比这个要强大一些。
So in that way then, the one side grew stronger than the other. It was raised up on one of its sides.
所以呢，这个呢，其实从这个意义上来讲呢，一个比另一个强，所以呢，只是个像一个身体从一侧立起来。And
it says it had three ribs in its mouth between its teeth, probably referring to three of the major cities that were confederate in the Persian, the Medo-Persian Empire.
因为口齿内衔着三根肋骨，所以这三根肋骨呢，大概是指那三个王国和那个当时的马代那个波斯王国所形成的一个联邦。So
that was the second great empire, the empire that was the breast of silver.
所以这是第二个王国，王国呢，其实当时呢就是那个银色的那个雕像的银座的那个身子。And
then you'll remember there was a third metal in Nebuchadnezzar's beast, and that third metal was brass.
所以大家也都记得，但那有第三种金属，第三种金属呢，其实就是铜。
And so verse number 6 says, after that I looked, and there before me was another beast, the third, one that looked like a leopard. And on his back it had four wings, like those of a bird. The beast had four heads, and it was given authority to rule.
那第六节又说呢，此后我观看，见又有一兽如豹，背上有鸟的四个翅膀。 这兽有四个头，又得了权柄。And
that is now the story of the third metal kingdom. It's the story of Greece, the Greek kingdom.
这个呢，就是我们来到了这个第三个王国的那个故事。这个第三个呢，其实就是那个在那个雕像里面那个铜，它就是当时的希腊帝国。
And there are two outstanding features of the Greek kingdom. Number one was the King Cyrus, not Cyrus, Alexander the Great.
这个呢，在那个王国，你实际上有两个特征，其中一个呢，就是当时的亚历山大大帝。
Alexander the Great was in many respects like a leopard.
所以亚历山大大帝从很多方面来说呢，他就像一只豹一样。A
leopard is like a lion and like a bear. They're both ferocious animals, but a leopard is much smaller and also much faster.
所以那个豹呢，它像狮子和熊一样，它们都是凶猛的动物，但是那个豹子呢，比它们呢要小一点，但是它们的速度却非常的快。
And the story of Alexander the Great is a very unique story.
所以那个亚历山大大帝的故事是一个非常独特的故事。
He came to power very young,Probably about the age of 19.
所以他获得权力的时候呢，是非常年轻，大概是在他19岁的时候。
He was, the general that moved very, very fast.
他是那样一位将军呢，他的速度是非常快的。
And like the birth of wings of an eagle of a bird, he just literally flew across the continent from, mainly from Greece going east. And he conquered, and mainly because he was so extremely fast.
这个呢就是说呢它就像一只鹰有四个翅膀的鹰从字面上的意思理解呢就是它飞得非常快当它去从希腊开始往东征服的时候呢它以极快的速度所以征服了它所经过的土地。
Like Nebuchadnezzar before him, he was extremely brilliant.
所以呢就像那个在他前面的那个吉布尼布甲尼撒王一样他是极度的聪明的。
But like many great men, many kings, he was extremely wicked.
就像其他的很多的大人物和其他的王一样他是一个邪恶的人。
One of my friends told me that, he was called Alexander the Great,And his plan was he had a different wife every night. He would marry the woman in the afternoon and then he would spend the night with her. That's the man, kind of man he was.
所以他的一个朋友告诉他呢亚历山大大帝呢他是每天晚上都要有一位新娘然后呢他是每天和一个不同的女人结婚下午结婚然后跟他过一晚上然后就行了。
He died when he was probably 32 years old. He died because of the consequences of his wicked life.
因为他实际上是在32岁就死了。死了以后呢就是这个时候呢他的死因呢是因为他极度邪恶的人生导致。
We don't know anything. I don't know anything about his offspring. He may have had sons and daughters, probably did, but none of them were mature or able to carry on from him when he died at 32.
因为我们不知道他有任何的后人，但是他也许有一些孩子，但是呢，没有，其中没有一个能够就是成熟到去接管他的王国或者说去做一些其他的事在他32岁死了以后。
But he had four major important generals who worked under him in his army.
但是他有四个非常的就是重要的这样的将军在他的军队里为他服务。
And so this particular bird had four wings and four heads.
所以这样的一个特别的兽呢它有四个翅膀还有四个头。
And when he died then, his kingdom was divided into four parts, each of his four generals taking one quarter of his kingdom.
这个呢当那个亚历山大大帝死了以后呢他的四个将军瓜分了他的王国他们中间每一个人呢都得到了四分之一的他的王国。
Now history calls him Alexander the Great.
所以历史上把他称为亚历山大大帝。
The Bible calls him Alexander the Beast.
圣经把他称为呢亚历山大野兽。
Okay, all that matters is what God thinks. The world can call you great. God says you're a beast, Alexander, and that's as far as Alexander ever got. He went to hell, and he will be punished for his evil for eternity. Alexander the Great, he's Alexander the Beast.
那实际上呢，在神的眼里，神怎么看才是最重要的。不管这个世界怎么称呼你，说你是大帝也好，是你最伟大的人也好，在神眼里呢，他说你就是一个野兽，你就是亚历山大野兽。最终呢，他也死了以后呢，他下到地狱，下到地狱呢，在永恒里呢，要为他的邪恶的人生受到惩罚。所以呢，他不是亚历山大大帝，他就是亚历山大野兽。
But you remember from Daniel chapter 2 that a fourth beast arises, and this beast is different. He's the iron of the legs and the feet are half iron and partly clay, and they're mixed together, and they're brittle, and there's 10 of them, and it's a different kind of a creature, the beast of the legs and the feet of the beast. Of the image of Nebuchadnezzar in chapter 2. Sorry, that's a long sentence.
Yeah. 在那个但以理书第二章里，实际上你就记得是第三个王国，就是他的腿和脚。实际上那个腿和脚呢，他的王国呢，就是那个泥铁和泥混合在一起的。所以这个呢，它就是当时在尼布甲尼撒的梦中的那个雕像的腿和脚。
Now going back to the image that Nebuchadnezzar had, the head was gold, the chest was silver, the waist was brass, and the legs were iron and the feet iron of clay.
这个呢就是说呢我们回到尼布甲尼撒的那个雕像里面去。尼布甲尼撒梦中那个雕像呢实际上那个头是金子的，那个胸呢是银子的，然后那个腰呢是铜的，然后那腿呢是铁的。然后脚呢是铁和腿的混合物。
So if that's all you knew, how long do you think each kingdom would last?
所以这个呢就是你所知道的。那么你认为那个王国能够持续多久呢？
And the answer is the head wouldn't last very long, and the chest wouldn't last long, and the waist wouldn't last long, but the legs would last a long time.
所以呢这个事实呢就是说呢那个头呢它不会持续很久，那个胸呢也不会持续很久，那个腰呢也不会持续很久，但是那个腿呢很长，所以它能持续很久。
So now chapter 7 and verse 7, he says, after that, in my vision at night, I looked and before me was a fourth beast, terrifying and frightening and very powerful. It had large iron teeth. There's a clue for you. Its teeth were iron, just like the iron legs of the image in chapter 2. It crushed and devoured its victims and trampled underfoot whatever was left. So it's got feet like the image in chapter 2. It was different from all the former beasts, and it had 10 horns, whereas the image had 10 toes.
第七节单以理书第七章第七节说，其后我在夜间的异象中观看，见第四兽非常恐怖，甚是可怕。这个兽呢，其实就是当时的那个王国，就是甚是可怕，极其强大，极其强壮的，有大铁牙吞吃嚼碎所剩下的，用脚践踏，所以它是有腿和有脚的。这兽与前三兽大不相同，头有十角。
Verse 8, while I was thinking about the horns, there were these 10 horns, there before me was another horn, a little one, which came up among them, and three of the first horns were uprooted before it. This horn had eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth that spoke boastfully or blasphemously.
第八节呢讲到的呢是我正观看这些角，见其中又长起一个小角，先前的角中有三角，在这角前被他连根拔出来，这角有眼，像人的眼，有口，说夸大的话，或者说是说亵渎的话。
And then Daniel says verse 9, as I looked, thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was white as snow.And the hair of his head was white as wool. His throne was flaming with fire, and its wheels were ablaze.
第九节就是说，我刚看见有宝座设立，上头坐着亘古常在者。他的衣服洁白如雪，头发如纯净的羊毛。宝座乃火焰，其轮乃烈火。
A river of fire was flowing, coming out from before him.Thousands upon thousands attended him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were opened.
第十节说，从他面前有火，像火发出，四方他的有千千，在他面前势力的有万万。他坐着要行审判，案件都展开了。
Who's the boss?
谁是这里的主宰？
The first beast, the lion?The second beast, the bear. The third beast, the leper. The fourth beast, a different kind of a beast. Or is this the throne of God, the boss?
所以呢，这里呢，第一个就是说是狮子，第二个是熊，第三个是豹，第四个就是那种啊不同跟它的其他野兽都不同的野兽，还是这个坐在宝座上的神，谁是这里的主宰呢？
But you remember, please, God is always the boss. And one day when he comes, he's going to make Nebuchadnezzar and the Medo-Persians and Alexander the pretended great. He's going to, they're all nothing compared to our great God. Our God is king. And one day he will be acclaimed to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
所以这个呢，你要永远记住一点，就我们的神呢，永远是主宰一切的。有一天呢，他要来实行审判，审判像尼布甲尼撒了，还有像马代波斯帝国，还有那个亚历山大大帝，还有后面的这个野兽啊，神全部都要审判他们。终有一天，我们的神要设立他的王国，他将成为万王之王，万主之主。
But before Jesus sets up his kingdom, there will be this little horn that will rise out of the iron kingdom, rise out of the fourth beastly kingdom. This little horn will come up and he will be very, very bad.
现在在我们的主耶稣基督来之前，设立他的王国之前呢，要来一个小小的角。这个角呢，他要是在先前的三角，就是前面的那个尼布甲尼撒的，还有马代波斯，还有后面的那个国里呢，他这个呢，他要从他中出来，这个是非常非常坏的一个。
Verse 11 then I continued to watch because of the boastful words this horn was speaking. He was speaking like the Antichrist and the false prophet.
第十一节说呢，那时我观看见那兽因小脚说夸大的话的声音被杀，身体被损坏，扔在火中焚烧。
I kept looking, verse 11 says,Until the beast was slain and its body destroyed and thrown into the blazing fire.
第十一节就是身体损坏人在火中，第十二节其余的兽全变都被夺去，生命却仍存留，直到所定的日期、时候和日期。
And remember now in Revelation,The beast and the false prophet were thrown live into the lake of fire.
所以呢，大家也都记得在启示录里，那个就是啊，野兽它是被活活的扔到了火湖里的。
Verse 12, the other beasts had been stripped of their authority, but they were allowed to live for a period of time.
第十二节继续说，其余的兽全病都被夺去，生命却仍存留。
In my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man coming with the clouds of heaven.
第十三节说呢，我在夜间的异象中观看，见有一位像人子的，驾着天上的云而来。
Okay, all we've seen so far is what's going on the earth. But this one's going to come in the clouds of heaven. He's coming from heaven.
因为我们所有的刚才看见的都是在地球上发生的事情，但是这一位呢，他要从天堂下来，从天上驾着云下来。
Verse 13 continues, he approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence.
第十三节继续说，被领到亘古常在者面前。
The picture there is probably the Lord Jesus Christ approaching the throne of God the Father.
所以这里一个画面呢，大概就是主耶稣基督，他呢，来到了父神的那个宝座前。
Verse 14, he was given authority, glory, and sovereign power.All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshiped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed.
第十四节说呢，得了权柄、荣耀、国度，是各民、各国、各语言的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能废去，他的国必不毁坏。
Okay, Nebuchadnezzar said, I'm going to build an image out of gold. I'm going to do everything I can so that my kingdom is never destroyed.
所以你不讲经上呢说呢，我要建立一个金的雕像，因为我的王国会持续下去，我的王国呢永远不会被摧毁。
None of these kingdoms ever wanted their kingdom to be destroyed.
所以呢，没有一个王国想要他的王国被摧毁。
On Sunday nights, we've been studying the life of King Saul.
在那个星期天的晚上，我们在学习那个扫罗王的故事。
He didn't want his kingdom to be destroyed.
他不想要他的王国被摧毁。
He was prepared to do anything, including killing his own son.And killing, the enemy David, he would have done anything to prolong the life of his kingdom.
所以呢，他其实呢，他竭尽所能想要维护他的王国，他甚至不惜要想要杀掉他的儿子，杀掉他的敌人，大卫王，所以这样呢，让他的国可以继续延长一点。
But the thrilling thing is, God's kingdom.Will never be destroyed. Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords forever. Hallelujah.
所以让我们激动的呢是，神的王国永远不会被摧毁，因为主耶稣基督是这个王国的王，他将是万王之王，万主之主。Hallelujah.
So in his dream now, Daniel is still telling you what it was he dreamt.He dreamt the dream, and then verse 2 says, or verse 1 says, he wrote down the substance of his dream. So, Daniel is still telling him what he dreamt.
所以呢，在这一节里呢，这一章里，但以理呢一直在告诉你他做的梦是什么。在第七章第一节里说呢，他把这个梦就记录下来了，所以他一直在持续告诉我他做的梦是什么。
And so he says in verse 15, I, Daniel, was troubled in my spirit in my dream, and the visions that passed through my mind disturbed me, and you can understand that.
第十五节说呢，至于我但以理，我的灵在我里面烦愁，我的脑中的意象使我惊惶，这个呢，你应该可以理解它。
And so in his dream, he says, I approached one of those standing there and asked him the true meaning of all this that I was seeing. The man was standing beside him in his dream. They were both seeing the same thing. And so Daniel turns to him in the dream and says, Mister, in my dream, can you please tell me what I'm seeing?
一这里呢，实际上就是第十六节，就是说我就近一位势力者问他的一切的真相，他就告诉我将事情的讲解给我说明。实际上在戴尼的梦中呢，他也站着一个人，这个人呢和他一起看见他的梦中所发生的一切。但是呢，戴因里他不理解，他就跟那个他说呢，站在旁边那个人说啊，对不起，请你告诉一下我梦中的到底看见的是什么。
So the verse 16 again. So he told me and gave me the interpretation of those things.
第十六节继续说呢，他就告诉我将那事的讲解给我说明。
He said the four great beasts are four kingdoms that will rise from the earth.
他说呢，这四个大兽就是四王要在世上兴起。
But the saints of the Most High, that would be you and me if we trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, the saints of the Most High will receive the kingdom and possess it, yes, forever and ever.
第十八节说，然而至高者的圣名就是圣徒们，如果你我呢相信的主耶稣基督为我们的个人救主的话，我们就是这些圣名，就是圣徒们，是我们至高者的圣徒们必要得国，直到永永远远。
What happened to the kingdom of those four beasts?
那么这个四个兽代表的四个王国会发生什么呢？在他们身上
They were all destroyed.
他们所有的都被摧毁了。
What's going to happen to your kingdom?
那么你的王国会发生什么呢？
Well, if you're one of the Lord's disciples, you remember the verse that we considered a week or two ago that says, Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
所以呢，这个呢，对我们来说呢，如果你信了主耶稣基督为你的救主的话呢，其实你是不用害怕的。记得我们前个几个星期讲的一个说呢，你们不要害怕这些小羊们，因为你的父很乐意把王国赐给你们。
So if you're one of the little flock of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you're one of the saints.Of the Most High, you will receive the kingdom and possess it forever.
所以呢，如果你是主耶稣基督的一只小羊，你是那个神的圣民，在这节讲的，你就会得到那个王国永永远远。
So what am I going to be doing 3,000 years from now?
所以三千年以后我会做什么呢？
I don't know the details. All I know is that I'm going to be smiling and reigning in Jesus' eternal kingdom.
这呢，我不知道具体的细节是什么，但是呢，我知道我会笑着和主耶稣基督在他的王国里一同作王。
How long will I have that job?
我那样的工作我能做多久呢？
Forever.
永远。
Or if you like forever and ever.
所以呢，如果你愿意的话，是永永远远。
So who's going to win in all this?
所以在这所有的事情中，谁会是赢家呢？
Alexander the Great, you going to win?
亚历山大大帝，你会赢吗？
Darius the Mede, you going to win?
所以那个马代的那个大流士，你会赢吗？
Belshazzar, you're going to win?
Belshazzar, 你会赢吗？
But the saints of the Most High are going to win. Hallelujah, that's why we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
所以至高者的圣名圣徒会赢，这就是为什么我们要信主耶稣基督为我们的个人救主。
And then verse 19.
第十九节。
Daniel says, then I wanted to know the true meaning of the fourth beast, which was different from all the others and most terrifying with its iron teeth and bronze claws and the beast that crushed and devoured its victims and trampled underfoot whatever was left.
第十九节就是说那时呢我愿知道第四兽的真情。 他为何与那三兽的真情不大相同，甚是可怕，也铁牙铜爪，吞吃嚼碎，所剩下的用脚践踏。
Verse 20, he says, I also wanted to know about the 10 horns on its head and about the other horn that came up before which 3 of them fell, the horn that looked more imposing than the others and that had eyes and a mouth that spoke boastfully or blasphemously.
第二节说呢，头有十角和那另长的一角，在这角前有三角被打落，这角有眼，有说夸大话的口，或者说是说亵渎的话的口，形状强横，过于他的同类。
This beast was different. Verse 21 says, As I watched, this horn, this beast, was waging war against the saints.And defeating them.
第21节说呢，这个兽是不同的。我观看呢，见这兽与圣徒们征战，胜了他们。
Now this must have disturbed Daniel greatly, because you see, Daniel had been approached by the first beast when Nebuchadnezzar attacked Daniel and the people in Jerusalem. Daniel was there.Daniel was one of the main, victims of Nebuchadnezzar's conquest.
这个呢，可能对但以理来说更让他忧愁，因为你记得在第一时间的时候呢，当尼布甲尼撒呢，袭击那个耶路撒冷的时候呢，但以理他们呢，是当时的但以理在现场的第一个受害者。
In the days of this first beast then, Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel was attacked. What happened to Daniel's family?
所以呢，在这第一个兽呢，尼布甲尼撒袭击耶路撒冷的时候呢，但以理是被袭击了。那么但以理的家人会是什么样子呢？
His mother and father were probably killed.
他的父母可能被杀害了。
His sisters were probably all killed.
他的姐妹们也有可能也被杀了。
His cousins and their families were all killed.
他的堂兄、堂弟、表兄、表弟和家人呢，也有可能全部被杀了。
It's very probable that Daniel was not the only one in his family who loved God.
所以这里有可能是但以理可能不是在他的家人中唯一一个爱神的人。
But Nebuchadnezzar made war against the beasts. Daniel survived by the grace of God, but the other members of his family didn't survive. Daniel would be greatly distressed when he saw this beast making war with the saints. And what's it say? He made war with the saints and overcame them. Trying to find the verse now. Anyway, go ahead and translate Roy, why I try to find the verse.
Okay. 所以实际上当时呢，那个但以理呢，尼布甲尼撒作为野兽袭击但以理他的国家的时候呢，但以理家里大概大部分人呢都被杀了。都被杀了呢，那个时候呢，但以理呢借着神的恩典他幸存下来了。他的家人并不一定幸存下来，所以呢，但以理其实是非常痛苦的。所以当这个时候呢，他再次看到这个兽呢袭击神的圣民的时候呢，他同样的他也会从内心的感到那个忧愁痛苦。
All right, verse 22 says, verse 21 again, as I watched, this horn was waging war against the saints and defeating them until the Ancient of Days came.And pronounced judgment in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time came when they possessed the kingdom.
第二十一节说，我观看，见这角与圣民征战，胜了他们，直到亘古常在者来给这至高者的圣民伸冤，圣民德国的时候就到了。
So he had these many questions, and you can understand how great they were. He's writing. watching this vision as one of the chief rulers in the kingdom of the world. And he remembers what happened to his own family when the first beast came, and it was just a lion. This beast is far worse. And so he asked the question.
因为其实呢，他是做了很多的问题。你可以想象，他当时戴伊米呢，作为这个国中的那些最高的统治者，他看到这些野兽来袭击的时候，因为在第一个野兽袭击他的国家的时候呢，袭击他的时候，他是在这里，所以呢，你就想象得出来，这个时候他有很多的问题。
So what's it all mean? He asks verse 23. And the answer is the fourth beast is the fourth kingdom that will appear on the earth. It's the fourth kingdom and the fourth
king. 答案呢，就是在第二十三节。那示例者这样说，第四兽就是世界上必有的第四国。
It will be different from all the other kingdoms and will devour the whole earth, trampling it down and crushing it.
这个呢，与一切国大不相同，必吞吃全地，并且践踏嚼碎。
And this kingdom is going to carry on, remember, until the end of the age. And therefore, what we're reading in these last verses about this little horn and the terrible thing, these are things that are yet to happen. Haven't happened yet, but it's coming.
所以这个呢，其实呢，这个王国呢，它会持续到一直到末世。所以这就是我们在这里后面的几节经文读到的这个角。这个角呢，实际上呢， 这几节经文要讲的事情呢，它还没有发生，它会在将来的某个时候，在末世的时候发生。所以这就是为什么我们现在没看到发生，但是它一定会发生的。The
ten horns, verse 24, are ten kings who will come from this kingdom.
第二十四节说，至于那十角，就是从这国中必兴起的十王。
And this story, by the way, has never been completed yet. It will be fulfilled in the future.
所以这个故事呢，其实还没有发生，还没有完成，但是呢，在将来一定会实现的。These
ten horns answer to the ten toes of the image of chapter 2, and the ten toes are right at the end of the kingdom. The Iron Kingdom starts just below the waist, all down through the legs, all down through the foot, to the toes at the end. All this is going to happen in the future.
所以这个十个角呢，其实是和那个雕像里的十个脚趾头是联系在一起的。所以呢，这所有的一切，这些王国呢，从那个头 一直到胸到腰到腿一直延伸到脚的十个指头，但是呢，这十个指头呢的事情呢，现在还没有发生，但是将来会发生的。These
kings, these ten kings, probably according to other scriptures, probably will be ten kings, ten confederates of the European world.
这个呢，这十个王呢，十个王呢，有可能就是那个欧洲欧盟的十个联邦国家。And
these ten kings then, something like the European common market or the European common economy, very like the ten kings of Europe. These ten kings will carry on for a while, but verse 24, after them, another king will arise, different from the earlier ones, and he will subdue three of those kings. So there's ten, and then up comes the 11th, he gets rid of three, so there's only eight left.
这个呢，实际上呢，这十个王呢，其实相当于就现在欧洲经济共同体，或者是属于欧盟。欧盟呢，他们其实呢，就是有十个 国家这样联邦起来的。然后在这个十个王国以后呢，会出现另一个王。另一个王呢，实际上呢，这个王出来以后呢，他会征服打败那十个王国中间的三个。所以最后呢，剩下的呢，就是八个王国了。
What will he do? Verse 25, he will speak against the Most High God. Wow. And oppress the saints and try to change the set times and laws.
这个王他要做什么呢？其实第25节讲，他必向至高者说亵渎的话，必折磨至高者的圣名，哇，则必想改变节期和律法。
And, the saints will be handed over to him for a time, times, and half a time.
你的圣名呢，必交在他手一载、两载、半载。
And now we're looking, aren't we, at the tribulation period.
所以我们现在所有看到的呢，就是在大灾难的那个期间。
The tribulation period, as you study it in Revelation and elsewhere, it's a period of 7 years.
因为这个大灾难呢，你是在启示录里或者在其他的经文里读到呢，这个启示录是持续七年，不是那个大灾难持续七年。
But the last half of that 7 years is going to be worse than the first half.
但是那个七年的后半期呢，要比七年的前半期呢要严重的多。
So half of 7 years is 3.5 years.
所以呢，这个七年的一半呢是三年半。
And the Bible frequently refers to it as a time, times, and half a time.
所以呢，圣经呢通常呢把它称之为呢一载、两载或者半载。
If a time is 1 year,
如果一载是一年
，times 2 years,
那么两载是两年。
That's a total of 3 years.
这你加起来是三年。
And if you're at a half a time, that's 3.5 years.
这叫半载呢，那就是三年半。
In the book of Revelation, we find that it is divided into, it is totaled 1,260 days, 3.5 years of 360 days a year.
所以呢，这个呢，其实在圣经里告诉我们是1260天，实际上呢，就是说一年的360天乘得来的。
So things are going to get bad and then they're going to get worse. And at the end of the 3.5 years, in the 3.5 years, the saints will be handed over to him. Wow.
这个呢，事情呢会变得很糟，更糟。然后呢，在那三年半的大灾难期间呢，圣徒呢被交到他们的手里哇。
That's the bad news. Now the good news.
今天讲的是坏消息，现在我们来看好消息。
Verse 26, but the court will sit, and his power, the power of this evil man, the Antichrist, will be taken away and completely destroyed forever. He will not have that power. There will not be that power again.
第二十六节是好消息，然而审判者必坐在行，必坐着行审判。他的权柄呢必被夺去、毁坏、灭绝，一直到底。所以前面那个王呢，他不再有他的那个权柄。
Then the sovereignty, power, and greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven will be handed over to the saints. Hallelujah!
第二节说，国度、权柄和天下的诸国的大权必赐给至高者的圣徒。Hallelujah!
Who are these saints? They're the people of the Most High.
谁是这些至高者的圣徒呢？
And the kingdom that will be established, his kingdom, will be an everlasting kingdom. And all rulers will worship and obey him.
因为他的国是永远的国，一切掌权的都必侍奉他，顺从他。
Then Daniel says, this is the end of the matter. That was my dream. That's the end of the matter. I, Daniel, was deeply troubled by my thoughts, and my face was pale. But I kept the matter to myself.
那这个呢，其实那个大以理的这个事情的结束，因为这前面一切都是他的梦。第二十八节说呢，那事至此完毕。至于我大以理心中甚是惊惶，脸色也改变了，却将那事存记在心。
So you can imagine Daniel was pretty troubled by all this. He saw what was happening. He knew all about Nebuchadnezzar. He knew about that first beast. He knew what the lion was like. And when he realized what this fourth beast was like, he was terribly distressed.
因为你们都知道，但你们实际上的心里很惊慌。惊慌呢，其实但以理呢，他看见了这一切。实际上，在他以前呢，他看见了第一个野兽。 第一个野兽他所做的一切，当时他心里就很惊慌。但是现在看这第四个野兽，他所做的事儿，他的心里呢就更加惊慌痛苦了。
And now just a little bit more comment on this last verse. In chapter 8, we get a parallel vision.
因为这是我现在讲一点点这样的一个评论。 在第八章里，实际上和这个梦是有一个很类似的。
Verse 1 says, In the third year of King Belshazzar's reign, I, Daniel, had a vision.
第八章的但以理书第八章第一节说呢，伯萨撒王在位第三年，有异象显于我但以理。
So, in chapter 7, it's in the first year of Belshazzar's reign, he has the vision.
因为在第七章里呢，是那个伯萨撒的元年，他有这个梦中的异象。
2 years later, he has another vision, a parallel vision.
所以呢，两年以后呢，他有一个同样的异象，这个异象呢，是和他那个异象是平行的。
And then the summary of that vision is in verse 27 of chapter 8.
他的这个梦境的总结，异象的总结呢，是在第八章的第28节。
And Daniel has the same reaction.
就是那个但以理呢，当时呢，他也同样的反应。
Chapter 8, verse 27 says, I, Daniel, was exhausted. And lay ill for several days. Then I got up and went about the king's business. I was appalled by the vision. It was beyond my understanding.
但以理书第八章第27节是这样说的：于是我但以理昏迷不醒，病了数日，然后起来办理王的事务。我因这异象惊奇，却无人能明白其中的意思。
All right, so these prophecies were very real and traumatic from Daniel's perspective. And from our perspective, they teach us two things.
这个呢，异象呢和梦境呢，在但以理呢是非常的真实的。从但以理的那个观点去看呢，是令他震惊的。从我们的观点去看呢，我们可以学到两样的东西。
Number one, the kingdoms of the world are often very bad and going to get worse.
所以呢，第一个呢，通常呢，这个世界上的王国呢，它通常呢都是非常坏的，会变得更坏。
Number two, they're not going to win because the kingdom is going to be given to the saints of God and they are going to live forever and ever and ever.
所以这个呢，其实呢，第二个呢，这些世界上的王国，他们的最不是最终的赢家，我们神的圣徒圣民才是最终的赢家，因为神会赐给我们神的王国，这样的王国呢，会持续到永永远远。
All right, so those are the comments for this afternoon. There may be some questions. This is hard to process. That's hard for you to get it all. If you've got some questions, now is the time to talk about it. We've got a few minutes. We'll try to answer your questions.
所以现在呢，我们今天的学习呢就到这里。然后呢，我认为呢，我们就过了这两章，大家呢肯定有很多的问题。这个问题呢，就是现在呢，我们给时间，还有点时间，给大家来提出问题，我们来试图回答你的问题。
Who's got a question?
谁有问题呢？
I'll ask a question. 老白，你帮我问一下，就是我听了一些讲经的老师讲的，他说那四个兽指的是现在的什么美国、俄罗斯啊，什么英国联邦什么的。然后那个当然 Harold 讲的好像就是以前的古巴比伦什么。那我们怎么理解？就是他最后又联想到那个就是启示录了嘛，最后灭这个国的是神的国，所以我们怎么理解那四个兽代表的国家是什么呢
？OK。So, Julie has a question. She said that, she heard from other Bible teachers that said that the four beasts represent that America and Russian or Great British, and but.You said that this is represented that Babylon or others. So, how do we understand that?
All right, that's a good question. Prophecy is confusing. It is crafted by the Lord so that some will understand and others will not.
因为这个呢，这个预言呢，通常呢都会是很复杂的，很复杂的呢。那主耶稣呢，把他们呢是这样的放在一起，放在以这种方式放在一起呢，实际上是只有我们能够理解，其他的人理解不了。
So in part of your answer, then, and there's much to the answer that I'm not going to give you, but one part is this.We know that the first kingdom was, Nebuchadnezzar and Babylon because Daniel says to Nebuchadnezzar in chapter 2, you are the head of gold.
这个呢在你的其实有很多的答案，我不给你全部的，我只是给你一些。因为实际上在但以理书第二章里面呢，那个但以理告诉了尼布甲尼撒说你的那个王国就是那个雕像的头。
Now when we come back next week, this is an encouragement for you to come back next week.
所以你如果我们下个星期来，这个呢就是我要鼓励大家下个星期来的一个原因。
In chapter 8, we're going to be told that one of these kingdoms is the Medo-Persian kingdom.
所以呢在那个第八章里我们会被告知其中这样一个王国呢就是马代波斯帝国。
And we're going to find clearly written on the page that one of these kingdoms is going to be Greece.
所以呢我们会很清楚的在我们这一页上看到其中的一个王国呢它就是希腊。
Let's just look at those verses now. Chapter 8 and verse 22.
Verse 20. 我们来看看现在就看看。但以理书第八章的第二十节。
It says the two-horned ram that you saw represents the kings of Media and Persia, and the shaggy goat is the king of Greece.
这里呢，第二十节说呢，你所看见双脚的公绵羊就是马代国波斯王，那公山羊就是希腊王。
So, in the book of Daniel, you've got three kingdoms clearly named, Babylon, Medo-Persia, and Greece.
所以呢，在但以理书里呢，你有三个王国呢，是非常明确的指出了他们的名字，就是巴比伦、马代、波斯还有希腊。
So you've either got totally different visions of totally different times, or you've got the Spirit of God telling us who these great kingdoms are.
所以呢，你可能有或者说是完全不同的这个迹象，或者是完全不同的时间表来去看。但是呢，在但以理书呢，神的圣灵呢，清晰的告诉我们了他们是谁。
So that's answer number one.
这是第一个答案。
Answer number two is that nowhere in Bible prophecy can you find a clear description of either Great Britain or the United States of America. They're not clearly identified.
所以呢，另外第二个答案就是你在圣经里在任何地方都找不出说是有美国和英国在特别指的是他们，所以他们在圣经里并没有被指出来。
Great Britain may be one of the kingdoms in the ten-horned kingdom. They may be one. We don't have any proof of that.
所以呢，那个英国呢，它有可能是那个十个角里面的其中的一个，但是我们没有证据来证明它就是。
But America, the United States, is never mentioned in prophecy anywhere.
所以呢，美国呢，在任何的圣经的语言里呢，预言里从来没有被提到过。
So some may say that this refers to America, but there is no evidence that is substantiable to identify him as such.
所以呢，有些人呢可能会说这个有可能就是美国，但是我们在圣经里没有任何的证据证明这个就是美国。
So we've got to be very, very careful when we study prophecy. We can't say it means this or even I think it means this. We've got to let prophecy interpret prophecy.
所以呢，当我们学习预言的时候呢，我们要非常的仔细小心。我们不可能说是，哎，这个预言它是这样的，或者说我认为它这个预言是这样的。所以我们要用圣经里的预言来解释预言。
So, I'm going to be bold and say that to the best of my knowledge, the other proponent who's suggesting that is wrong. I don't think it can be substantiated by the Bible.
所以呢，我现在呢可以很大胆的跟你讲，就是说呢，刚才那样的教导是那样一种说法，那一种指出来的意义，其实呢，是错误的，因为在圣经里没有任何的地方，没有任何的经文支持他们的这种看法。
All right, another question, Judy. Yes.
我看到有些解经。讲到那个关于那个长出那个小脚，那个小脚是不是大家都指向那个罗马的教皇？是不是有这个说法呢？
嗯 ，So Judy said she looked at some that's somebody explained the Bible. They said that the little horn is point to the Pope of Roma, so is that little home is the Pope of Roma, of Vatican or something like that?
All right. That also is a very good question and one that's going to take a long time to answer.
所以这呢也是一个很好的问题呢，就是我们可能需要很长的时间来回答。
The kingdom of Rome really began at about 100 years before the Lord Jesus Christ, went up to about 600 years after Jesus died.
所以当时的罗马帝国呢，就是大概是在主耶稣基督的之前的100年就已经成立了。然后呢，在主耶稣基督为我们而死以后，大概700-700年以后就结束了。
So the military power ended at about 600 years after the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，当时呢，那个军队的力量呢，实际上是在主耶稣基督为我们死以后呢，就是有600多年在持续。
But the political power and the spiritual or religious power of Rome carried on not so much in the military government or the economic government, but it carried on through the Roman Catholic Church.
所以呢，最终呢，这个罗马帝国的这个政府的权力或者说是宗教的权力呢，它并不是一定是说军队的权力或者经济上的权力，它这样的权力呢一直持续呢是通过罗马天主教的形式持续到现在。
And so the Pope, as the head of the Roman Catholic Church, is in some respects pictured by the legs and the toes of the feet and the toes of this fourth beast.
所以呢，这个呢，其实罗马天主教的教皇呢，实际上呢，就是从某种意义上来说，就是这个雕像的这个脚的脚趾头的，对，是个脚趾头的，从某种形式上的一个代表。
So, the answer is yes. The Pope has considerable influence in this last beast.
所以呢，这个答案是说是是的，就是呢，那个教皇呢，他从某种意义上呢，他在这个最后的一个兽里面呢，是有很大的影响的。
But number one, the tenfold horns, the ten horns.Have not yet been evidenced anywhere in scripture.
所以呢，现在呢，这个十个角呢，但是现在呢，在圣经里还没有任何的证据证明他们是谁。
So we can't look back and say this was the Pope was the horn or the tenfold, the ten kingdoms happened here. We know that that's in the future.
所以呢，这个呢，其实我们不可能回顾去看说呢，这十个角啊，或者十个王国代表的是什么？但是呢，我们知道这十个王国是在将来。它会出现的。
But this little horn that will come up will be greater than and broader than the Pope.
所以呢，实际上这个一个小小的角出来呢，它应该是比那个小角了，比那个教皇呢更加的伟大，指出的更加的广泛。
So in many respects, the Pope is a picture of or a forerunner of this little horn, this ultimate beast, but it is not the same.
那这里呢，我们可以是这么去讲，这个教皇呢，可能是这个小角的一个画面，或者是一个这个小角的一个先行者，但是呢，他却不是那个小角。
So the two have much in common, but the beast will be a broader than, it won't be just Rome, it'll be other enemies associated with Rome, and it's going to be a far more wicked beast even than the Pope has been in the past.
所以这个呢，其实他们教皇和这个小角呢有很多类似的地方，但是那个小角呢，实际上它是远远的比那个要广泛的多，比教皇。但是它是有很多邪恶的势力联合起来形成的这样一个小角，但是呢，这个小角它远远比那个过去的那个教皇呢要邪恶的多，它的权力要大得多。
All right, well, our time is gone.
对，我们时间也到了。
We will start next week at chapter 8. Try to understand some more from chapter 8. Good questions. Hopefully I'll have time for more questions next week. You've got to remind me to give you time to answer the, to ask the questions.
今天呢大家都提出了很好的问题。下个星期呢我们会去学习第八章。第八章呢希望我们能够理解的更多一点。所以呢下个星期呢你们大家都要提醒他，给他让他留出一些时间来呢给大家问问题。因为今天呢本来也可以回答更多的问题，所以只能等到下个星期。
Alright, let's have a word of prayer.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we do thank you that you, you explain the future to us.
所以主啊，我们要向您献上感恩，您把将来解释给我们。
And that gives us great peace.
这样呢，赐给了我们很大的平安。
And it does much to direct our actions so that what we do is something that will have value in the future, not be wasted today or destroyed.
主要这其实呢对我们的行动呢就是有一个很大的指导意义，因为我们知道将来要发生什么，所以呢今天呢我们不要浪费我们今天的时间。
So Lord, we pray that prophecy will teach us to believe the Bible and then to follow the Lord and obey Him and to rest in Him.
所以呢我们也知道那个这里的预言呢是让我们去相信圣经，然后呢跟随着主，顺服主，然后在主里有安息。
We give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们献上感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Thank you all.